House Republicans Rush to Join Electoral College Challenge. By Kyle Morris on December 31, 2020. Nearly 30 Republicans from the United States House of Representatives have vowed to object to the certification of Electoral College votes in favor of Joe Biden on January 6. On Wednesday, GOP Reps. Jeff Duncan of South Carolina and Randy Weber of Texas voiced their concerns and reasons for objecting to the certification, with Duncan saying in a statement that his oath to protect Americans comes with the vital role of ensuring the legality of our free and fair election system. Reps. Clay Higgins, RLA, and Joe Wilson, RSC, along with Rep. Elect Diana Harshbarger, RTN, announced that they would also object to the certification of the results on Thursday. As of Thursday, 29 Republicans who serve, or will serve, in the House, along with lone Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, have voiced support for President Donald Trump in objecting to the results. Those who plan to object include Representative Brian Babin, RTX, Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, Rep. Elect Lauren Boebert, RCO, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, Representative Ted Budd, RNC, Rep. Elect Jerry Carl, RL, Rep. Elect Madison Cawthorn, RNC, Rep. Elect Andrew Clyde, RGA, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, Rep. Elect Bob Good, RVA, Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, Representative Paul Gosar, R-Oz, Representative Mark Green, RTN, Rep. Elect Yvette Harrell, RNM, Representative Jody Isay, RGA, Rep. Elect Ronnie Jackson, RTX, Rep. Elect Barry Moore, RL, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, Rep. Elect Burgess Owens, RUT, Representative Scott Perry, RPA, Rep. Elect Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Representative Jeff Van Drew, RNJ, Representative Jeff Duncan, RSC, Representative Randy Weber, RTX, Representative Clay Higgins, RLA, Representative Joe Wilson, RSC, and Rep. Elect Diana Harshbarger. Earlier this week, Hawley, the only United States senator who has announced his intent to object to the 2020 Electoral College vote when the results are presented to Congress, said his aim in objecting will be to highlight the failure of some states, including notably Pennsylvania, to follow their own election laws as well as the unprecedented interference of big tech monopolies in the election. In a release announcing his decision, Hawley also vowed to call for Congress to launch a full investigation of potential fraud and election irregularities and enact election integrity measures. In a segment airing on Saturday, Georgia's Rep. Elect Marjorie Taylor Greene told the Kyle Olson Show that her colleagues will object to electors from six states. "We refuse to certify a stolen election," Greene said. "As members of Congress, it's our duty to protect the integrity of our elections." Two House Republicans have also told CNN that they expect more than 140 House Republicans to object to the Electoral College certification on January 6. In an interview with Breitbart News Daily and host Alex Marlowe, former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach said that there may very well be a big fight in Congress over whether the votes of the electors of those states where they change the rules without legislative action should be accepted. Alabama Republican Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville has also signaled he may object to the Electoral College certification on January 6. Earlier this month, Tuberville told Yellowhammer News that he is always going to support President Trump, adding that he's the best president of my lifetime and has done more for the people of this country and the state of Alabama than anybody. "But we want to make sure we do the right thing," Tuberville added. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.